There's a Heart on Your Sleeve, written by In Love with Night and read by Flower Parish. This is a Ted Lasso fic for the relationship Keely/Roy/Jamie. Summary: Keely doesn't want to make the same mistake twice. The bright side is, Jamie says, picking at the sling holding his dislocated shoulder in place, that if I had to do this, it's a week before the Manchester Derby. Keely frowns and curls her hand around her teacup. Why is that a bright side? Well, because I'm off training and everything while this heals up, so I can go to the match, and take Mummy and Simon, too. It'll be fun. He's looking at his phone now, tapping away at the screen with his good hand. I've still got some friends in the front office there. They'll get us VIP seats. You want to come too, Keels? Roy can't. He's still got a coach, like a tosser. Roy doesn't even look up from his notes. Oi. Behave yourself, or you'll regret it when you're back at training. Jamie grins and wiggles in his seat. Yeah, all right. Keely, you in? Her smile's gone brittle, she can feel it, but hopefully it's still convincing. Oh, you don't want to take me along with your mom and Simon. That gets Jamie's attention on her. What? Course I do. I wouldn't ask if I didn't. I shouldn't stick myself into your time with them. Jamie's forehead scrunches up. Mummy and Simon love you, you know that. They'd have the best time with both of us because you and Mummy can go to the toilets together. Roy looks up. What on earth makes you decide that going to the toilets together means having the best time? Well, girls do that, don't they? Go to the toilets together and have gossip or whatever. Roy's definitely just getting started on this one, and Jamie looks ready to go into full voice as well, so Keely takes that chance to gather up her tea and slip away into the kitchen. Let them carry on for a while and have one of their play fights, and by the time she comes back, they'll have forgotten the whole thing. Her luck is off today, though, because a few minutes later, Roy comes into the kitchen and leans against the counter, looking at her in that steady way that means he's not going to be played off. What? She's got to try anyway. I'm just making another tea. You want one? No. His eyes don't waver at all, Roy's. They never do. Why don't you want to go with Jamie to the Derby? She shrugs and turns to the sink. It'll be a madhouse. You know it will. And this one's at Old Trafford, which is a toilet. And you know we have to keep the sightings of me with him and me with you, even, to keep the press confused. Going up to Manchester with him and being papped with his mum and stepdad, that's... Keely. Oh, the gentle voice. She's fucked. You don't care about any of that shit. What's really wrong? She exhales sharply, bites down on her tongue, and finally turns to look at him. I learned my lesson with Jack, didn't I? I'm not someone you take out at a nice event with posh friends or parents or... Keely. Roy's voice goes even more gentle. God damn it. She can already feel tears stinging at her eyes. For one thing, just one, there's nothing posh about Georgie and Simon. They still probably don't want to be seen with a topless model and internet sex tape queen. Roy takes a careful step towards her, then checks himself. You know Jamie doesn't care about that at all. I know. She does. She and Jamie were always on the same page about things like that, and they talked about it after the tape got out, after Jack. All of that was fine. But Georgie and Simon might. Remember when we took them with us on Rebecca's yacht over the summer? Georgie didn't stop talking about your tits all day. It was very confusing for Jamie. She does remember that. It was very funny. All right, but Simon... Simon thinks whatever Georgie thinks. He's one of those laid-back people I hear exist. He's the only one I've ever met, though. He falls quiet for a minute, looking at her, then takes a step toward her properly. I know I fucked up with the tape thing. I'll be apologizing for that until I die. You don't have to apologize. We talked about it. It's over with. I know I don't have to, but I will anyway. He reaches out and touches her shoulder, just gently, and then she can't take it and grabs his hand, bringing it up to her face. That's his cue, and he takes it beautifully, stepping in to wrap her up in his arms. Nobody here is ashamed of you, Keely. Have a nice day out with Jamie. She nods, tucking herself in close against his chest. Maybe he can get me in to see Pep after. I really would love to get him on a campaign for something. There you go. I'm sure Pep will agree to anything you ask him if you bat your eyelashes and have one of your proposal folders all ready to go. Barbara has taught her the importance of being prepared. She has proposal folders for ideas 3 years out now. Thank you, Roy. You're welcome, anytime. He kisses the top of her head and lets her step back. Now, go tell Jamie you'll go with him, so he stops listening at the door like a pervert. Oh, shut it, comes from the doorway, highly indignant. We're all dating each other. That means it's not a pervert thing to watch you do anything, up to and including sex, and you're not even having sex right now. You're just cuddling. Roy rolls his eyes up to the ceiling. Please give me the patience not to kill this prick before his shoulder heals. You can't kill him, Keely says, wiping her eyes with her wrist and turning back to the kettle to make her next cup of tea. We need him around the house for decorative purposes. Keely, Jamie says, sticking his head into the room. That's not fair. Oh, and can I have a cuppa too? It's nice to have one when I call mummy. Cozy and all. You're a mummy's boy, Roy says, following Jamie back out of the kitchen. Through and through. And it would be embarrassing, except your mom is incredible and amazing, so I'll allow it. Keely smiles to herself and starts making 3 cups of the good tea. Roy hadn't asked, but she knew he'd want one. Just like he knew she was upset, and Jamie knew she'd enjoy a day out with his family, even if it did involve footy. They were good at each other like that. The end. Podfigures note, this was potted for Voice Team 2024, for Brain Art, the challenge where you misread a previous challenge from the former rounds. Someone had the genius idea that high five could be bi five, and so I picked 5 fics that just I felt were very bisexual. All around, I feel like this OT3 is very bisexual. But then with Jamie's mom being obsessed with Keely's tits, I just had to. This is perfect. Thank you so much to the author, In Love With Night, for allowing podfics of your work. And to anyone who listened, I hope you enjoy.